Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up, family? Marquise James Mayo Sr. here. And this is the inaugural episode of I'm Just Saying Radio. And I'm very ecstatic about all this. I'm very happy about it all. And anybody who has, you know, supported me throughout this journey, throughout all the videos and all the feedback I've been getting has been really, really positive. And I really appreciate it. And, you know, I'm just trying to do my part to uplift my community, to uplift my people, to so you make a change in this world that's lasting. And I know that sounds very grand, but it's the truth. So this first show is going to be a short one. It's going to be 15 minutes, and I'm already a minute in. So let's just get right down to the topic. Yesterday, the NARS Time Men of Excellence hosted a back-to-school event where they got the men of NARS Time together to come out and welcome the kids back to school over at Eisenhower. And it was a success. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. I was getting my own two princesses ready for school. And but from the pictures I saw and talking to a couple of the guys, everything turned out great. And let me be the first to say, or one of the first to say, to all the men that showed up, that I salute you guys. That is what we need in the community. That's the positive image that our kids need to see. The men in the community standing up, being out there the first day of school to shake their hand, to tell them good luck, to tell them that they're going to be okay and that, you know, they're going to make it and everything is going to be good. And, you know, you never know how that affected those kids. You know what I mean? It could have been a kid that was so scared and so nervous. But seeing that out there, seeing those men out there to congratulate them and to cheer them up could have really brightened up their day. And that sets the tone for the entire school year. As we all know, as, you know, speaking to adults, you know, that first day of school really set the tone for you. So if you had a good first day of school, chances are, you know, everything turned out for the rest of the year. Everything was, you know, pretty even keel at the minimum for you, if not, you know, pretty good. And if you had a rough first day of school, then, you know, chances are you might have had a rough year. But when you start out your first day of school and you got these men out there, you know, telling you that everything is going to be okay, telling you that you're going to do good, you're going to do well, and you're going to, you know, knock them dead and, you know, all that good stuff, then that lifts your spirits. You know, that's already starting everything off on a good foot. And I commend you guys for doing that. You know, I just think that it was a great event. And we, as a community, need to have more events like this. And I know there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, you see the a lot of poetry slams going on. You know, you see that stuff advertised. A lot of different events. You know, the Excellence has their ball in December. There's a lot of groups for kids, like at the library, a lot of reading groups. And you know, what we need to do is to continue to have and promote these kind of events to give our kids something to do besides A, get in trouble, or B, just sit home and do nothing. You know, when we were kids, you know, we used to stay out, play, you know, do our homework, go outside and play until the streetlights came on and it was time to come in. You don't see that too often with these kids. You know, things are, you know, times are different now, and it's unfortunate. You know, I have two little girls, as most of you know, and it's tough that they can't have that freedom of, like, being able to go outside, and I can stay in the house and, you know, take care of stuff in the house and know that they'll be safe while they're out there. You know, my mom, my grandmom, you know, my aunts or whatever, my uncle, my dad, whoever, they could send us outside and they didn't have to worry about it. They knew that we was coming back in the house safe. You know what I mean? They knew everything was going to be fine. They knew that if we was going over to a friend's house, that friend's parents would make sure everything was cool. And, you know, those days are different now. You know what I mean? You send your kid outside nowadays and you're nervous. Or you gotta be steady watching them. And, you know, that's, the kids really can't have fun. You know what I mean? So having these kind of events, doing this stuff, is showing them that, you know, that they're going to be okay, that they got people looking out for them, looking out for their best interests, and, you know, making sure that their environment is a safe environment, and not just a safe environment, but a pleasant environment, an environment that they will want to be in. You know, there was a period in my life when my oldest daughter was younger, when I couldn't wait to leave Norristown. I could not wait to leave. And now, like I said, I have two girls, 1 9, 1 2. And the 2-year-old, you know, as time has passed on, and, you know, I started this project with I'm Just Saying News Network, as I like to call it now. I don't just want to pack my bags and go and leave Norristown in a rearview mirror, never to be seen again. You know what I mean? I want to make this a place that I used to be proud of, and make it a place that I can be proud of now, and that my kids can be proud of it as they grow. Now, granted, you know, people move away and things like that happen. You know, you move away for various reasons, and that's fine. But I want to be able to give back in any way that I can to my community. Whether it be through the videos, through this radio show, through, you know, the Town First bands, through the Men of Excellence, you know, putting news out there about different things that are going on that people should go check out in the community, by exposing things in the community that should not be happening, and things we really need to go out and take care of as a community. I want to do whatever I can do to make Norristown what it can be. You know what I mean? The one thing that upset me not too long ago, seeing how Norristown was the 96 rank. It was ranked 96 as the most dangerous cities in America. Norristown is not that big. You know, population of about 40,000 people or so, or something like that. How in the hell is a city, not even a city, is a town that small ranked the 96 most dangerous city in America? And when you look at education, we're 458th in the state. And it's kind of a cyclical thing. When you have an area where the education is not great, where the education is below average, where it's borderline laughable, you know, what you're going to have is high crime. And you see that, you know, that's our town. When the education is so bad, for whatever the reasons are, and we're going to discuss that in future shows, and I have videos about that. You know, when education is so bad, when, you know, the situation for learning is not great, and there's not a lot of opportunities, what you then have is a high probability that area is going to be a high crime area, because uneducated people tend to commit crimes more than those who are educated. And the reasons why they commit those crimes are, you know, there's a whole lot of reasons. You know, because they need the money, because, you know, they need to feed their kids, they need to keep the rent paid, you know, they got to keep that car note paid, they got to. You know, it always turns out to be, more often than not, of a it comes from a need. You know, not all people who are criminals are complete psychopaths. Some of them are, a lot of them are. But a lot of it arises out of a need. And without that education, without that learning, without that, you know, sense of kind of like a wanting to be better than your situation, you know, that high crime, I mean, it goes hand in hand. So I can understand why Norristown would make that list in the top 100 because of our education. And, you know, I kind of went off on a little tangent there, but it all ties back into the fact that we need to continue to promote positivity in Norristown with our kids. We have to continue to push our kids to do better than our generation. And, you know, I'm 32 years old. I was born in 83, graduated class of 2001. You know, my generation, our kids, we want to push them to do better than what we're doing. Even if we're doing, you know, some of us are doing great, we still want our kids to do greater. You know what I mean? And stuff like the back to school event, that, you know, events like that and programs like that are ways in which we can do that. We can show them there is a better way. We can show them, you know what, we're here for you. We got your back. We're going to keep pushing you forward. We're not going to let you fall backwards. Every time you stumble, we're going to be there to help you up and keep you going. And that's one way to strengthen your community. When you strengthen the youngest of your community and you keep them strong, then that goes forward to the next generation and the next generation. Every generation strengthens the next one. You know what I mean? So, although Norristown is a small place, we can leave a big imprint if that becomes kind of like the mantra of Norristown, you know, bettering the next generation. So, you know, once again, I salute the men who showed up. I salute Norristown Men of Excellence for everything that they're doing in the community and all the other groups that are doing different things. You know, Brother Buck Jones, the cowboy, you know what I mean? Buck the cowboy, his Friday night events down at Cobman Park, you know, was a big success. You know, the kids loved it. You know, it gave them something to do in the summer on a Friday night, something that was positive. You know what I mean? And that's stuff like that is what we need. You know, we need people like him, people like Brother Hakeem Jones and Brother Greg Scott, who at a very young age got elected to the bench in Montgomery County. We need people like that and the positivity that they bring to, like I said, better the next generation. When you see men like that, and women, the women too in our community who are doing positive things, the ladies from the football league, the flag football league, Sister Erica Wharton, and everybody involved in that project, you know what I mean? When people see, though, you know, those are the benchmarks, if you will, in a community. When the kids see that, they're going to want to see, they want to be that and go past that and do something greater and better. And that's what we want. We want to be the benchmarks for our kids so they can say, you know what, I'm a dude, but I'm a take it to the next level. And that's how we can get to build Norristown and get Norristown great. So I'd like to thank you guys. You know, we're coming to the end of the first show. I want to thank you guys, everybody who listened, and everybody who's been riding with me throughout this whole project. And we're going to keep this thing going. We're going to keep this train moving. Next Wednesday, 12 o'clock, it's going to be the next show. So thank you guys, and like I always say, wake up, stay woke.